The first mitzvah in this week's parasha of Ki Tavo is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. That means when a person brought their Bikurim, their first fruits, to the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, not only did they have to present them to the Kohen, but they also had to make a declaration of thanksgiving as they presented them. And these are the Psukim that we're familiar with from the Haggadah as well. So the Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad, tells us that a ger, a convert, brings the Bikurim, but they don't recite the Psukim. Why not? Because they can't say the phrase that they've come to the land, Asher Nishba Adonai Lavoteinu Latet Lanu, the land that Hashem has promised to our fathers to give us. They can't say that because as a ger, they're not a direct biological descendant from the Avot. So they can't say that Hashem made this promise to their fathers. The Mishnah goes on to point out that a similar problem occurs also at the beginning of the Amidah with the phrase Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, our God and the God of our ancestors. And the Mishnah says that a ger should replace it with the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Avot Yisrael, our God and the God of the ancestors of Israel. And if they're acting as the Shliach Tzibur, as the Chazan for the congregation, then they should say, Elokei Avoteichem, your ancestors' God. However, the Rambam in Hilchot Bikurim, Perek Dalad, Halacha Gimel, he paskins against this Mishnah and says that a ger does read the Psukim when he brings the Bikurim and reads them in the normal way. This is on the basis of the Yerushalmi in Masechet Bikurim, which says that Geirim are regarded as the children of the Avot, because there's a pasuk in Parashat Lech Lecha, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Netaticha, where Hashem told Avraham that he was the father of many nations, the father really of the whole world, and therefore a ger is also a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Based on this, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Gimel, Seif Yud Tet, and the Poskim, they say that a ger says the Amidah with the regular Nusach, and doesn't have to make any changes. What about the bracha of Shelo Asani Goy at the beginning of the tefillah every day? So that, the Rama in Simon Mem Vav Seif Dalad, says you can't say that, a ger can't say that, because it's just not true. He was created as a Nochri. He can't say that he's praising Hashem for not having created him as a Gentile. He was created as a Gentile. The Magin Avraham and the Mishnah Brura both bring down the view of the Rama in the Darche Moshe, that even though he can't say Shelo Asani Goy or Shelo Asani Nochri, he can replace that bracha with a different text, Sha'asani Ger, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making him a Ger, a convert. But they also bring the counter opinion of the Bach and the Shla, that he can't even say that bracha, because it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made him into a Ger, he made the decision himself to convert. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in the name of the Mekubalim that even a ger can say the bracha of Shelo Asani Goy or Shelo Asani Nochri, because its meaning is thanking Hashem for not turning his neshama into the neshama of a Gentile during the course of the night. The other area where this question comes up as well is with regard to the bracha of Sha'asanisim on Hanukkah. Can a ger say, Sha'asanisim la'avoteinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles for our fathers, by Amehohein Basman Hazeh? So the Sha'arei Tshuva in Siman Taf Reish Nun Vav quotes the Knesset HaGdolah, who quotes the Tshuva of the Rambam, who says that they can say la'avoteinu, and that fits with what we learned so far. But they can also say, Sha'asanisim li'Yisrael, if that's what they prefer. The Kitzah Shulchan Aruch paskens that they should say, Sha'asanisim Yisrael, but if they said the normal Nusach, then they're also Yotzei with that. Ad Kan.